Let's get to business. And Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Tim.
Pretty good numbers out of the NZIER, the survey.
Yeah, not bad, not bad, Tim. It was one of the big conundrums last year, I suppose, in the financial perspective, is sort of what to do with business confidence. Now, we know that there's a political bias to the headline business confidence number. It tends to be worse under a Labour government, but that more reliable data series of business view of their own activity, that was also pretty subdued. So as the year closed out, though, we got a bit of a glimmer of hope, Tim, in the ANZ New Zealand Business Outlook. The December survey of that data saw a nice little pop higher, seemed to indicate that prospects for 2020 were improving. Now, that ANZ series is monthly, it's high frequency. Yesterday, we got the release of the NZIER quarterly survey of business opinion. We were really looking for that to corroborate what we saw in the ANZ survey towards the end of last year. So what were the numbers? Business confidence, seasonally adjusted, minus 26. That had improved from minus 35 at the headline level. Own activity, people's actual own activity, minus 11. That's for the last quarter, and previously was minus 11, so no change there. Their expected activity, so the more forward-looking number, plus 6.8, and that previously was just above zero. So, Tim, these are levels that are still consistent with sort of low levels of growth. They're still below historic averages. They are improving, but they're just not as perky as we saw in the ANZ survey towards the end of last year. So also some evidence of a little bit of a profit squeeze in terms of businesses' activity. Costs are rising. They're not able to pass those on. So really a bit of glass half full, glass half empty. On the glass half full, if you're of that persuasion, you'd say the risks of a 2020 recession in New Zealand are certainly receding, probably not there. Economic momentum stabilising. But if you're in the glass half empty camp, you'd say, well, activity in the last quarter of last year still looked pretty anemic. All in all, though, it was improving, but maybe not quite as good as we would quite like to have seen.
All right, I'll go half full as usual. Earnings season in the States.
Yeah, it started. So we've got fourth quarter earnings. We talk about the US share market quite a lot. There's a reason it's the biggest share market in the world. Share market returns in other parts of the world have a high correlation with the US. We're moving into the fourth quarter earnings season now. We saw a strong rally in share markets pretty much everywhere last year. So we now need to see some profit results sort of backing up the optimism that's built into share prices. This trading session, a bunch of the big banks sort of kicked off that fourth quarter earnings season. We had JP Morgan, their results pretty good, highest ever annual profit, share price up. Citigroup, better than expected as well, beat consensus forecast. Wells Fargo, though, they missed expectations, so two out of three, that's not bad. US share market responded positively overnight, and we'll now get more earnings results over the next couple of weeks.
Numbers, please, Andrew.
Yeah, Dow Jones popped up above 29,000. We've been waiting for that, see whether it closes above there. 29,020, up 113. The S&P 500, 3,288, unchanged. The NASDAQ, 9,275, just up one at this stage. FTSE 100 gained 8 points, 7,625. The Nikkei, 24,025, up 174. So nice rally there. Shanghai Composite, 3,106, down 9. The Australasian markets were stronger yesterday. The ASX 200, 6,962, gained 58. That's 0.85%. The NZX 50, 11,625, up 81, or 0.71%. On the currencies, on the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar will get you 0.6613 US, 0.9578 Aussie, 0.5940 euro, 0.5081 pounds, 72.77 yen. Gold, $1,543, and Brent crude, $64.74.
Did you say 978 Aussie?
0.9578.
Oh, 5-7. Oh, all right.
Yeah,
okay.
Well picked. I could have.
I won't shout parity today, but we'll
no parity party today.
Great stuff as always, Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth.